And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Mount Gay.
Kia ora, Tom.
Kia ora.
I feel like there should be an...
Why?
On the back of that sting.
Oh, right.
It's like...
that can be arranged, John. Just slip on into production at some point.
Add it in there?
If you just do it now, I can probably cut it out of the log later on.
Nah, that was forced.
No, it was good.
I need to go back into dressing room and rehearse for a bit.
And are you done that just now?
Method with it.
Okay.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going really well.
It's going really well. No, I see that splendid moustache that you've cruised in with.
Gotta keep it up for Movember, for the Movember love.
Can you recommend a wax to anybody out there moustaching at the moment?
Ooh,
you look like you've got some wax.
Up a Pandora's box here.
I know. That's all right. I'm sure it's a...
I'm a strong proponent of Firehouse wax.
Okay.
It's extra tacky. So in those moments of heat, and a gentleman with such complexion of myself, get a little warm a little quick.
It stays true.
Was it a recommendation or just trial and error?
What is your style of massage at the moment for the listeners that cannot see?
I guess this is a handlebar massage.
Is it? Oh no, because it's like got the little. I'd call a handlebar like the guy from that chopper thing. So yours kind of has like a curl up. You've gone with a little
more of a bicycle handlebar.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'll go with that.
That's playful. I like
bicycle
it.
Bicycle moustache.
Yeah. Wow. Oh no, maybe not a bicycle moustache, but you can still call it a handlebar.
It's
massage.
Definitely given me the go ahead for assuming this cocktail is going to be delicious.
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, my hipster moustache is as wanky as the cocktail we're about to make.
Fantastic. Ooh, that's what I want in my cocktails, though. That's what it's all about.
Good. Yeah, it's good. You know, the hipsters get a few things right, and this is definitely one of those. Okay. It is a classic cocktail made with an amazing spirit. And the sign of a good cocktail in my books is that you don't have too many ingredients.
Right.
So
on.
As you can see here, we have four ingredients. So it's five if you include water, but
two bitters.
Yeah, I was our good friend Gwillem asked me if I was going to make it funk it up a little bit. I said no, and then I felt like I needed to funk it up a bit. So
it's gone from three to four. Yeah. Risky.
Yeah, so just crank it up a little bit. But no, this is a wicked cocktail. This is one of my absolute favorites.
So we've got some. You go.
Shall I get into it? Yeah, cool. So so we're going to be working with Mount Gay. The product that we're using today is Mount Gay XO, which is arguably one of the best spirits in the world.
Gee whiz.
Some would say the best spirit.
Are you going on like sales or something? Kind of like how McDonald's fries are like, we're the best fries, and it's like, it's just because most people eat them.
Like this one's got a lot of love in
that's
it.
Better.
Yeah,
that's
and considering better. That you're paying retail about $60 to $70 a bottle,
it's approachable.
It's not bad.
It's
but this one,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean,
Why is it so good, Tom?
Well, you're just getting good bang for your buck.
Look at the goldenness of it right now.
It's got a fair bit of age in it.
Hang on.
Do the pop. That was a bit like last time.
I don't know. It kind of cuddled me right in.
It was deep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I should have worn headphones.
I can't do it.
It's okay, mate.
That's all right. Maybe I've got high expectations. Sorry.
It's all right, bud. You don't need to pop grade every time.
Back to the dressing room for John.
You don't have to pop grade every time, John.
Some people.
You got a lot to do in the dressing room later, right? It's confusing me now. Okay, you're right. Shoving the bottle in my face now.
That's good, right?
It sounds great.
It's great, John. But take the bottle off, John.
Nicely aged, and is good little nose on it. But yeah, it's got some oak age, so it's got some really good weight in the palate. It can be sipped, it can be made with cocktails.
That's the scary thing about these rums.
Or you can chuck it with Coke and it's beautiful.
The golden Mount Gay you can actually sip on, which is a new realm for rum, I reckon.
Well, and this one's I should probably get started actually.
Get a month, because
this one's an interesting one. So it's you know, classic hipster prohibition era cocktail.
Okay.
It's made before the era where you're actually allowed to drink. So basically, it's called an old fashioned. Again, like any cocktail, there's a bunch of stories. But when spirits or cocktails were first made in the very, very early 17th century, early 1800s. even that early, they were really just a mix of bitters, spirits, water, maybe vermouth. They made like aromatized wine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a mix of whatever flavored spirits you could make, essentially. And so when this sort of came in vogue back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, it was called the old fashioned because it was like those, it sort of was harking back to those cocktails back in the day that were quite simple. So what we do have is, yeah, Mount Gay XO, as I said, we've got Fee Brothers Barrel Aged Bitters. Commonly you'd use Angostura bitters, which is a great little product. Today we're using something slightly different because we've got Fee Brothers. We've also got the rhubarb bitters there as well.
Is that the funk? I'm sensing
the funkiness coming through. Right. Oh yeah.
Rhubarb bitters.
I've got a little bit of caster sugar. You can use sugar cubes as well. Some people do use a simple syrup, which means you don't need to dissolve the sugar. Yeah, and then you've got the orange, which brings in a little bit of flavor at the end. So basically what we're going to do is we start off with the sugar. And I've used caster sugar because it's a little bit finer. But essentially all you want to do is a spoonful of sugar.
Et cetera, down.
Damn right.
So everybody gets a spoonful.
A spoonful of sugar into every tumbler.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're doing here is, yeah, you're chucking the spoonful of sugar. Basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to soak the sugar with the bitters, and then my next process
is going in now. That's
so good. Yeah, good shake of it.
That's good. It looks like blood on snow.
How much bitters? Just a couple dash?
Dash bitters. That'll do the trick. And then now basically what we're doing is we're slowly adding increments of the Mount Gay.
Okay.
And ice cubes.
Somewhat introducing.
Yep, exactly. We're going to be slowly introducing.
How much Mount Gay is going in?
So I'm going to do 15 mil increments.
Just like a half a shot.
So yeah, but that's building up to 60 mils in total.
All right.
So,
all right.
Yeah. But what I'm going to also do is, yeah, add ice.
Will you be whooshing around in the glass at all?
So yeah, this is a stirred cocktail.
There you go.
What we'll do is add a little bit of ice.
Is going in.
Give it a little bit of a stir.
Is this the type of cocktail that once you get down the road a little bit in the evening, you start cheating and it starts tasting not as good, but you're a little bit ripped? So.
Well, this is why the simple syrup is quite a popular option for some people. Some people say it's absolute sacrilege because, you know, you've got to do it with a sugar cube and you've got to dissolve it down. And an old-fashioned should take time, but realistically, if you want to be smashing these bad boys all night, then, you know, batching up a little mix that you can just add into it.
Smells great from over here already, by the way.
It's good. I mean, yeah, I mean, essentially all you're doing is you're sweetening up the bourbon and, in this case, it's rum. Traditionally, it is bourbon. But yeah, you're sweetening it up and you're adding, and you're just diluting it slowly. And as it dilutes, the water can then dissolve the sugar, because basically the spirit by itself, it has a little bit of water in it to dilute it down from the 70% odd it came out of the still at. But that amount of water is not going to be able to dissolve that teaspoon of sugar.
So you're kind of making a sort of an alcoholic lasagna situation here.
Exactly,
sort of doing the layers now. Yeah. The next.
How many mils are we getting now?
Oh, he's so going for another half shot.
You're going 30?
Yeah, we're doing another.
30 or 15?
So half shot. Oh, this is 15.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Who lives more ice? By the mills, though, eh?
It's definitely, yeah, as you can see, it takes a bit of time because you have to really stir it through.
You go for a muddle, each one gets like a little.
It's a patient person's cocktail.
A gravitron type thing.
If you're working a bar, do you go, oh no?
This is, yeah, hell yes.
Is that where you've got to have the good bants?
Well, the thing is that I worked a fair bit more waiting tables than I did bartending. So if you, and I love this cocktail, so
should we pretend we're just in a bar right now?
Yeah, yeah. Go, do it.
How's your night? How's your night going? Can I get three of those rum things that my mate got?
Mate, I had a shit day at work. Can you just shut up?
This is the DJ booth.
God, I'm back there. No. Okay. I don't want to do roll play
another
anymore.
15 mil.
Far out. So, man, the lasagna's getting another topping.
We can stop at 45.
No, you said 60.
Do not cheat, Tom. Do not cheat. This is what I was talking about this drink. I knew it. You've got some bitters up your sleeve as well. I know you haven't used yet. The rhubarb bitters
that
John Donald's
Well, so
about.
What I was going to say is that when you're mixing the bourbon, or in this case, the rum, so with this one you're using, it's got a fair bit of oak contact. Oak contact brings those sort of sweet elements, the vanillins, out of the barrel. So because it is a slightly sweeter spirit, it may come through as a little bit. It's already got the sugar.
Did you just say spirit. The vanillins?
Vanillins.
I like that.
Yeah, I did gesticulate like that as well.
I like that word too.
It's not bad, right? It's basically just something in the wood that makes things taste like vanilla.
The vanillins.
Yeah, legit. So adding the bitters, that bittering agent just balances it out. Because, you know, when you're making a lasagna, you need to have the right amount of
umami
there with the cheese. You got to have that beautiful salty. You got to have that pepper as well. We're doing the same thing right here.
Yes.
Okay, last 15 mils.
You've definitely gets through the... There was a bit more in that bottle before he started, wasn't it, John?
I think we're just about to have most of a bottle of rum.
Yes,
actually.
We are. Yeah, that was those are some full glasses, but they're nicely diluted down. Yeah, maybe I did over.
No, it's all right.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Don't doubt yourself, Tom. Don't doubt yourself, mate.
So then, last thing we do here, so we've got some beautifully diluted cocktails. Still a little bit of sugar in the bottom, but that's okay. Because this is TV and that's how we roll. Next, I'm going to use my trusty potato peeler.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all the only part we need of this orange is mm-hmm. the zest. We need mm-hmm. the essential oils and no more. So I'm going to bugger that one up and try and get another piece. So you just go from
I'm getting
top
a good
all
lighting
the way around. And as you're doing that, because I mean, like, remember when you had to bite open your oranges at school and you get all that shit in your eye?
100%.
So that stuff is actually really good for cocktails.
100% remember that. And I remember figuring out that it was flammable and that was fun.
This is a good
and so you're giving it a good squeeze right now.
So now I'm just squeezing.
You've got yourself probably a rind peel of we're talking about 100 mils.
Yep, that's
just
about
for everyone listening out there, I am writing the instructions down as we go, but for that last lot of instructions, I just wrote, peel orange with potato at school.
Yes, Tex said we will put the recipe up. John's writing it down right now.
Potato at school. So basically what you can actually do, funnily that you said that you can light the peel, you can actually, people do that with the cocktail
as well. Just impress.
So they'll, you flame a bit of orange over it. It's, flames and throwing bottles, that's what some bartenders enjoy doing.
Are there any cocktails where you've had to sort of get an ant with a magnifying glass or anything like that? Any other fun little,
figurine
or something? Just melt it.
It's the lack of sunshine inside the bar as always.
I think we should wait for Tom.
Difficult.
No,
I'm just getting used to mine. I'm holding it.
This
feels like the type of drink you like do a cheers from about a meter away. Fuck cheers, yeah.
I need a cheers. Cheers, Tom.
Down with the union.
Like that? Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Tom. Which one was the union? No, the unions are the good guys.
I don't know.
That's good. I just stopped there for a second.
You've been a few rungs.
You're not a pirate.
I can't decide what I am.
20s. This is,
cruising around champ or pirate.
20s gangster pirate.
So did we get the
So I did sneak a little shake of rhubarb bitters there at the end, and that's just going to bring up that bitterness.
Oh, wow. well, this is a grown-up drink. I went in head first. I need to sit down a little bit, Big Hungry, actually. Chill out.
Yeah, it's quite a potent drink.
Well, there was about 20 shots in there, Tom. So.
Yeah. So the cool thing is that that'll continue to dilute. If that alcohol percentage is a little bit much, you can just sit on it for a bit, add a little bit more ice, and just let it dilute.
No,
or
you're 100%
if you like that,
correct.
You can just you can use those big hearty ice cubes as well, and it'll just dilute real.
Does
slow.
This particular old fashioned have a name?
So this is just called rum old fashioned.
What about the old fashioned lasagna?
I think that works much better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like the
what about
gay lasagna?
Peel orange with potato at school.
Or
is that kind
lasagna
of
lasagna like mum used to make kind of thing.
The potato lasagna. School potato lasagna. That works.
This is delicious, by the way.
It is. It's a sifter. It's definitely a sifter.
I just took it.
How important are the bitters? Is it like, you know, it's important, eh? Otherwise, this will be real, like, quite icky in the mouth, in a sense, almost.
It would taste like bourbon and water.
Yeah, just
or rum and water.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to say, sound poetic when I say that bitters to a bartender are what salt and pepper is to a chef.
Right. Bitters game is weak. I just don't have any bitters.
It's good to have a little bit of bitters, because they're quite different. Like, give them a nose. Like,
no, I don't worry about that, mate. I've sniffed a lot of bitters.
Because I mean, that one's like cinnamony, clovey.
The rhubarb.
But the rhubarb like kinda, is potent.
Yeah, festive, right.
It's a little bit. Yeah.
So you can go real different tangents, and you can get. We've got some black walnut bitters that we sell. Mm. We've got some mint bitters. It's the list goes on.
I'm really enjoying this. I like, can I say spiced when it's got bitters in it? It kind of gives it a tiny bit.
It's like a DIY spice.
That's exactly the sort of notes it's giving. You know, clove, cinnamon, star anise, that sort of thing. Which is actually sort of matches with the flavors in the rum. I mean, that's why that matches there, because you know, your prominent flavors in Mount Gay rum are orange, cinnamon, vanilla, or cassiabug, these sorts of things.
And
so it's just a marrying of flavors.
Occasion for this particular drink?
The old fashioned is like my go-to. Like, if I'm going out to dinner and I need something just to get me started, that is generally my Kickstarter.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, it's boozy, it's short and sharp. You're not gonna, you know, you can sit on it for a while if you need to, or you can work your way through it pretty quickly. But it's also sweet.
Compliments to moustache.
It does. It really channels the look. It goes well with my knickerbockers.
100%.
But yeah, I mean, like, as I said before, though, and as I've said before, is that cocktail, you know, as long as you're drinking sensibly, you can drink this cocktail all night. What I would recommend is batching it up, though, because what you can do is actually batch it up. So you can mix in your bitters with your rum, and then all you need to do is pour in your 60 mils ice, stir, and it's good to go.
And just eat whatever sugar's lying around, maybe a couple of gummy bears or something.
Exactly, yeah.
If you muddle it long enough, isn't it?
Exactly. Straight to the dentist.
I mean, the gummy bears, you could
whack
them straight in the rum, that would work. Gummy bear rum?
Delicious.
Tom and the Mount Gay, good combination. Thanks, mate, it's very nice.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for letting me show you my favourite cocktail.
Excellent. Everyone can pick up some Mount Gay at all good liquor stores, and, of course, Glengarry.
That's the one.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Mount Gay.